This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on the second weekend of May. And my first guest this second hour is Neil Giraldo. He is one talented musician, and he's also the husband of Pat Benatar. He produces all of her music, and they are both being inducted this year into the 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Kurt Smeaton will be here. He's got a new television show. And then later on in the hour, Brian Lazarta and Lee Hernandez, who also have a new television show that's coming out called The Big Pond. And then we're going to talk about some summer fun travel with Tomika Cherry. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with my guest, the new Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Neil Giraldo.
Need help with paying your heating and electric bill? February 1st is National Energy Assistance Day, and the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP, is helping millions of families keep the heat on this winter. Here is Kate Thomas with the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Community Services.
In the U.S., millions of households every year report being unable to meet basic household energy needs. LIHEAP can help people maintain continuous, affordable, and safe home heating and cooling services by providing energy assistance. This winter, that can mean hundreds of dollars to help with your heating bill or your delivery fuel cost. LIHEAP also provides crisis assistance with energy-related emergencies and minor home repairs to reduce energy bills.
Visit energyhelp.us to learn more or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline at 866-674-6327.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Back live with Ron Segi Today. The other night I was at a fundraiser, and there was Pat Benatar and her husband, Neil Giraldo. They are great people, and this year they are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class 2022. Joining us right now, Neil Giraldo. Hi, Neil. How you doing?
Good, Ron. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Yeah, when I walked up to you and we were taking pictures, my wife and I, the first thing you said was, you guys are really dressed up here tonight.
I know. I felt like I was at a wedding, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I was doing there, but see that. That was fantastic.
The wedding band. How about that, Neil? Okay.
Exactly.
Well, you guys put on a great show. You know, that's what you expect out of you and your wife. I mean, it was phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we really had a great time. And listen, it makes it even more special when you're doing an event that has to do with, you know, taking care of children who seem to get thrown under the bus so many times and abused. It's horrible, heart-wrenching stories that we hear about that. So when you do a great event, you know, like that, it just makes it even more special. So fantastic.
My wife is certainly impressed because she said, did you see Neil, how well-built he is? So she goes back, listen to this, she goes back, Googles your name, finds out that you're the same age as she is, so she's all pumped up about this thing, okay? But you and I have a couple, three things in common. One is we both have beautiful wives. Secondly, you were, or are, of Sicilian descent, as I am.
Oh, nice.
And you were also born, as I was, in Cleveland, Ohio. What hospital?
Wow. I didn't know that, Ron.
Yeah, we're probably related somewhere along the line.
We probably, yeah. My family came from Bronte, Catania, Sicilia. That's where my family came over.
Sure.
They lived in the Bronx, went from Bronx to Cleveland. I lived on the west side of Cleveland, really close to, it was in Parma.
Yeah.
And it was funny because, all the Italians, one side of the street were all Italian, Sicilian, the other side was Ukrainian. I think that when they came, through Ellis Island, they said, well, we're looking for a place to live. Parma sounds like Italy. Let's move there. what about you?
Well, my family was from an East 125th and Buckeye, and one side was Italian, the other side was Hungarian.
Nice.
With all the bakeries and everything. But I was born at a place called St. Luke's Hospital a couple of years before you, Neil.
Understood. I was born, I think it was Deaconess, down there by 25th Street, I believe it was.
I think they made that into a temple after you were born there, if my memory corrects me. You are unbelievable as a musician, producer, arranger, songwriter, and your long history in the music business started with Rick Derringer.
Started with Rick in, I think it was 77 or 78, correct?
Now, you met Pat in 1979, and
correct.
At the time, you saw a diamond in the rough, and you said, we need to take this gorgeous, talented singer to another step. How were you able to do that without, a lot of times, I'm a singer. I'm working in Florida with a 15-piece orchestra. A lot of times when you turn around and you have an idea, singers sometimes say, I don't want to do it that way.
Correct. Well, here's how it works. And this is how it all began. It's a pretty simple story in a complex world. As soon as we met, we realized we were each other's muse. What I heard and what I saw in Patricia was a classically trained, schooled singer that really wanted to blast and rock, but didn't really know how to get there. And she made some failed attempts at first, and because she never played, she never did the rock and roll circuit. She didn't do any of that. She went like high school singing classical songs and in choir and these things, but she wanted something different. So when we met, she realized, holy cow, this guy's an aggressive guitar player. He's a multi-instrumentalist, which I am. I think more about songs and things rather than my own playing. I use all instruments as tools. And I said, listen, let's do this. Why don't I try playing like this? Why don't I just kick it like this and see how you feel about that? And then what it did was it made her work harder. And then by her working harder, made me work harder. And then we decided, okay, let's put the band together. And then I found some musicians, and that's how it all began. So,
wow.
And she's so... Let me just say this. God-given vocal talent. She's amazing.
Yeah,
can do anything. And the beauty of this is that I don't have that kind of voice. So what I do is I love all kinds of music. So I direct her in a lot of different areas. And she says, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I go, let's give it a go and try. And then before you know it, it sounds like she's done it her whole life.
Yeah, that's what it really takes, is somebody to convince somebody that they can take it over the top. You, inspired by the sounds of the Count Basie Band and Big Joe Turner, these are the foundations of rock and roll.
Oh, I love Count Basie and Duke Ellington, which is softer sounding than Count Basie. But, oh, I love the swing. That's why I did the True Love record. I wanted to do that record in 1980. But I had to wait almost 10 years until I could finally convince Patricia to let's give it a go. I put a bunch of songs together, and I heard the horn section I wanted, went in deep, and then before you know it, she sounds like Big Mid Doll. So that's how stuff works.
It's so great when you get that big band sound for a rock act, I love, for example, when you hear, and Phil Spector did this so much, the violins and stuff. You can really turn an up-tempo pop hit so well when you've got the horns and you've got all that aesthetics that are going along with it.
Oh, if you can sit inside of a well-arranged, great-playing musicians with a great voice, you fit.
Right.
The perfect situation. Yeah, everything embraces one another. The Count Basie thing, the beauty of his sound was the swing. It had such a great swing in a pocket that just was a sexy pocket. It felt real good to be in that. When you listen to it, it's smooth. It could be played on Sunday morning. It could be played at Friday night at midnight.
Yeah.
It had it all.
You're right.
It had it all.
That's a great description of it. Now, here's the thing that I'm amazed that you got through, all right? Now, you're a young man growing up in Cleveland. Your parents, Anthony and Angela. Boy, you talk about the right Italian name. First guitar at 6 years old. Now, they wanted you to serenade the old country songs like A Strolling Venetian to the family on Easter, Christmas. And I'm surprised you did not get involved with the accordion.
Well, I sort of did, but my sister played accordion. So the idea was we would do duets.
Oh.
So, Santa Lucia, and we were doing all these songs. And my sister, her tempo wasn't so good. Her time, and I wasn't that great of a player either at that time. But I hated the fact, because I listened to everybody else, I hated that she would make mistakes or the timing would be off. So eventually decided I think I should play accordion.
When you play, as they say, the cordine in an Italian family, you got to play Lady of Spain or you're in a whirl of hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the cordine, absolutely. The cordine. Lady of Spain. I knew it. I did it.
Neil, how is it to work with your wife? And the reason I ask that question is my wife, who you met the other night, is our executive producer and been on board with me for 30 years. And we work well together, and we're celebrating our anniversary, and I know you're approaching your 33rd wedding anniversary.
32 we're working on.
Oh, 32 you're working
close.
On? Well, I'm close. Hey, you know, hey, the men's a men's. A little bit here, a little
men's
bit there.
Men's. That's exactly right.
but it's
easy. I say this a lot. I never imagined in a million years that I would want to be in the same band, because this is all I've ever known, to be in rock and roll bands with my wife or girlfriend. I never in a million years would imagine I would have wanted or done that. But I'll tell you, we share the same brain. It is truly a remarkable thing. It's almost when we met, it was almost we looked at each other and went, where have you been?
Yeah.
You know, like as if we knew each other from another time. And when we play together, there's something magical, special that happens. And it doesn't happen with everybody else. She knows where I'm going. I know where she's going. It's just incredible. It's truly a blessing. I mean, and she's so sweet. You know, not all the time. She's a woman. Sometimes you get a little angry.
I understand. I feel your pain. I understand. But you're right. You both have the same goals. And that's the thing. Nobody's going to look out more for you than your mate. And that's what happens with me. Exactly. And that's what happens with you. It's a great relationship. It really is. Now, this tour you're doing in Florida, how long is that going to last?
It's not going to last too long. It's just a couple scattered dates. We're just kind of loosening up for the summer, and I have a bunch of new songs I've been working on, so I'm using them, doing them at Soundcheck, and when I get them ready, we'll put them in for the set. And, you know, we're just kind of having some fun out there, bending steel and singing away.
Love it, bending steel. Love that line. And, Neil, where can we go to for more information? You got a website that we can go to?
Yeah, we got a couple. We got the BenatarGeraldo.com. It's meant for people, maybe if they're musicians or singers starting out, how can I do this? What should I do? I like to help people out, so it's kind of about that.
Well, when you have Grammy-winning classics like Jesse's Girls under your belt, boy. Neil, do me a favor. When some of the stuff comes out, give us a call. Let us know. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Oh, I'd love to be back on it. You know, it feels like I'm talking to my brother, my Eugene, you know,
Eugene.
My Costello. I don't know. You know, you're like one of my hometown cousins. What are you going to do?
And if you turn around and you and Pat want to come up and visit, come on, we'll break some bread together, okay? And we'll have some macaroni or something.
Right?
Have a macaroni, the cannoli. We have a cannoli.
Love a cannoli.
Neil, thanks so much for joining us. Send Pat our love and good luck with the new songs. We'll look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. Anytime. You're a good man. Thank you.
Thanks, Neil. Neil Giraldo has been our guest. Talent? Hope. Criminy. He's got more talent than you can even imagine in the music business. And believe me, his wife is no slouch in the entertainment business either. She is the great Pat Benatar with a string of hits. Working together as a team, Pat Benatar and her husband, our guest Neil Giraldo, are going to be inducted into the class 2022 of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We are young.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. He's quite a talented individual. He is a producer, writer, and actor, and he also has been responsible for great shows that we'll talk about when we bring him on, including Kim's Convenience and Cavendish. Joining us right now is Kurt Smeaton. Hi, Kurt. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
When I watched the trailer of the new show that's on Roku called Children Ruin Everything, and the only problem with the trailer, it wasn't long enough. I got to tell you something I was really enjoying. This is a show that I know is a hit in Canada, probably, somebody told me, number one new comedy of the 2021-22 season, and now it's coming to Roku Channel, and this is hilarious. Tell us about this, because this is one of the TV shows that is relatable to millions, if not everybody.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I wanted to create a show that, let me start here. I read a study years ago about how people who have kids are less happy than people without kids. And I just had a kid, so that was alarming for me. I looked at this study and talked about how you have less time, less money, it's frustrating, all this stuff. And I wanted to create a show that accepted that as truth, but also showed the other side. So I wanted to have a balanced show about parenting where you see the frustrating, terrible, messy things, but you also see the beautiful, funny, and rewarding things. And that's what this show is.
There is one redeeming factor of how this affects families that are, like yourself, with small children now. I had two boys that are grown. But the redeeming factor, Kurt, is the fact that, like my one son, has two children. And in this particular case, they're a boy and a girl, just like you're talking about, and about the same age. And it sure is fun to watch somebody else go through that and love the kids very, very much, but can leave at any given time and don't have to do it all over again. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel, you'll find.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to sort of see them go through. I will say this. I've definitely called my mom on many occasions and said, sorry and thank you.
Mm-hmm. My wife gets that call frequently, I might add. Now, how did you come up with the idea?
Well, I wanted to create this show, and based on this study, so I modeled it slightly after my own situation, which was I had two kids at the time, and our hands were full, and my wife and I were discussing having a third. And I was in the no camp. I was like, we don't have enough money. We don't have enough time. We've got two healthy kids. It's why I throw this off balance. And her argument was, I want another kid.
That's pretty cut and dry.
You know, yeah, it's hard to argue with that one. So she eventually won that one. And I'm glad she did. I'm super happy we have three kids. I do love being a dad.
Well, you know, there's a part in the trailer that goes into that. Yeah, she picks up a baby, I think it was in a waiting room of a doctor's office, and turns to you and says, I want another baby. My wife said that. She, you know, we have two boys, and she always wanted a little girl. She got a granddaughter now. And
late in life, my kids were grown up enough. She said, I'm sorry that we didn't have another girl. I said, well, we could always adopt another girl. But on this thing, I want a girl maybe 18 or 19. I don't want to pass that other stage, You say
well, I think it's a common argument, right? It's a common discussion with couples. When do we stop? When do we feel like our family's done and complete? And we definitely wanted to explore that for this first season, this discussion.
Well, you say that it wrecks your identity, ruins your plans, alienates your goals and dreams, and kind of reinventing yourself. And it's true. I mean, sometimes we would say when we were single back in, just before the flood, back in 1822, let's just go out. It's 10 o'clock at night. Let's just run out. And boy, that all changes when you have children. And I don't want to discourage anybody, as I'm sure you don't, of not going through with this process. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, do you get flack from people who say, you're cutting down children. My kid's great. He never would do that. She would never do that. I mean, have you gotten that kind of political correct feedback?
Yeah, I think there are some people who don't want to. Their kids are absolute angels, and it's always perfect, and it's the most rewarding thing they've ever done. And it's like it's like Stockholm syndrome that their kids have got them, in this situation. But I think it's honest to admit that you love your kid, and it's a complicated relationship, and we don't see that often on TV. It's often I want to see the frustrating parts. I want to see the weird knowledge. Kids are strange. They have weird knowledge gaps. They have, say, non sequiturs. They do have strange behaviors, and I wanted to see all that stuff and take an honest look at it and have fun with it.
Kurt, how old is your oldest child?
He's 11. I've got an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Okay. Now, I just have to warn you one other thing. When they grow up, all right, it's not totally over. The freedom factor might be there, but the debate factor, you will find out. And hopefully your children will find out that they don't think that you're as smart as they are. They have to get into at least the mid-40s, and my sons, who are in the 40s, still haven't come to this realization that as the days go by, this is an old saying, they didn't realize how Dad was so smart. But I haven't gotten to that stage. I'm still the village idiot, okay? So
oh, no.
That's another stage that, this show could go on forever. You know that, don't you, with this kind of...
Well, I have lots of material. And, there is an older generation in the show. There's the main character, Astrid, has a sister, and then their mother's in the show. And I try to have intergenerational, like how kids are still ruining everything for the young kid's grandmother.
Yeah, that's true. But you got to have them because perpetuity in this civilization is really important. Now,
it's reward. It's really there's no relationship like it. And it as one sided as the relationship is, it's really an incredible emotional journey to have kids. And I absolutely believe it's worthwhile for people who want to do that.
Now, I might mention here that the Roku channel is bringing season one for free. But we'll also be bringing the series back for a supersized season 2, consisting of 16 half-hour episodes. Are there 16 half-hour episodes in season 1, 2, Kurt?
No, there's 8 episodes, and those will be dropping on the Roku channel this Friday. And then we are currently shooting. We've just started shooting. We're about week 3 in to shooting season 2, and Roku has committed to airing that show that season as well.
That's right. You shoot up in Canada where you're from, don't you?
That's right. I'm in Hamilton, Ontario right now. Right. We shoot in Toronto and in Hamilton.
Great area. Well, Kurt, I wish you all kinds of luck, and I really wish you come back when another season starts so we can chat about it because, and I mean this, I think it's going to be just as big of a hit here in the States as it was in Canada, and it's called Children Ruin Everything, and it's the brainchild of our guest, Kurt Smitten. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us. You're a great guest, and I love the comedy side of what you do, and please come back and join us again, my friend.
Ron, it would be my pleasure. I'd love to come back. Thank you so much for everything.
And we'll be watching. Kurt Smitten has been our guest. And, of course, as we mentioned, the name is Children Ruin Everything. It's on Roku. Give it a watch. It's a great show, I tell you. It kind of pokes fun of parenthood. It's not the show Father Knows Best, I will tell you that. We're going to pause. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York say 13 people were shot, 10 of them killed, in what authorities called a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. 11 of the victims are black, 2 of them white. The shooting happened Saturday afternoon at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood just a few miles north of downtown Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says it's the worst tragedy any community can face.
We are hurting and we are seething right now as a community. The depth of pain that families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained.
The suspect is an 18-year-old white man from New York State who authorities say was wearing military-style clothing and body armor and drove hours to Buffalo. He is set to face arraignment by Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You're listening to Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. I'm excited for tomorrow because Apple TV Plus has a
the original true crime show that's going to premiere, and then it's going to go on a companion podcast that's going to go into the story even deeper. And this is really an unbelievable story. The directors of the Emmy-nominated McMillian is going to be joining us right now, Brian Lazarte and James Lee Hernandez. Brian, James, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
I meant what I said. I can't wait to see this. This story, ladies and gentlemen, is called The Big Con. And it's another one of those scams that happened, much like the Bernie Madoff thing, where this attorney got away with, this is fascinating, defrauding the government and the taxpayers of over $500 million, with a B, ladies and gentlemen, in the largest Social Security fraud case in the United States. Got to be honest with you, I did not hear about it. How come we didn't hear more about this like we did with Bernie Madoff?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, Social Security is one of those things you just don't think about too much as being this sexy crime. And, it, you know, it's just out of sight, out of mind. I mean, there were, you know, a couple news stories when this came out because obviously this is such a big deal, right? We all pay into the safety net, and to have someone who is this larger-than-life attorney, kind of like a real-life Saul Goodman out there, you know, who owns every single billboard in town and, you know, wacky TV commercials and then all, you know, the nine yards, gets away with it for 10 years, and then in true Hollywood fashion, once he gets busted, he goes on the run. And I think because he was in Eastern Kentucky and, you know, region of the country that had a lot of, in a lot of cases, been ignored, there wasn't a lot of attention that was being brought to it, but there was. And, you know, we hope that we're doing this story justice now by spending so much time bringing it to life.
When did it happen? What years?
This actually spanned a good amount of time. I mean, it's something that somewhere around 2006-ish started, and it went all the way up to 2017. So it's still a very recent story, and really the fallout of this, where it led to tons and tons of people losing out on their Social Security benefits and are fighting to get them still today. So it's an ongoing crisis.
How did he do it? Now, I watched the trailer for it yesterday, and it was fascinating. I thought what was really scary was that there's a lot of attorneys that I know here in the area that I live that advertise the same way, you know, the billboards and the buses and the TV and radio ads. And this guy did the same thing, and he looked like a pretty honest fella. But how did he do it? You're in a small area, you know, talk about a small town that he's in. You know, word passes very quickly in small towns. How did he get away with it, and how did he do it? Did he steal the Social Security check?
Well, we definitely get into that in the documentary series, the four-part series, you know, it's coming out on Apple TV Plus tomorrow. In a lot of ways, he was able to do this because he had judges and doctors on the payroll. Like, he really understood how the system worked, and he navigated all the loopholes and took advantage of it. This one judge, I mean, at the heart of it, it's really this one judge, or a couple judges, actually, but one in particular that he was, you know, working with this entire time. And, you know, they together figured out a way to just get people into the system. And, you know, in a lot of cases, people think of this as like, you know, the real life, you know, Robin Hood, or like modern day Robin Hood type story, right? Just, you know, stealing from the rich, giving the poor. And you've got federal government has unlimited buckets of money. But every single person who pays into taxes pays into the system. It's a safety net for all of us. And if you remember at this time, the Social Security Fund was being like decimated. I mean, we were running out of money. They were saying that, you know, we're not going to have, you know, Social Security for our children or our children's children. And to have someone take advantage of this for as long as he did is unbelievable.
See, what I find fascinating about this is the fact that he was taking money from recipients before they got it?
So this is really an interesting thing, and it's funny because when we first started working on this project, when we first started working on the Big Con, you know, we felt like, I'm sure most people do, when you get to a certain age, you get Social Security benefits for your retirement, and that's it. We had no clue that there's actually a whole separate part of Social Security for medical benefits for anybody who gets injured and just can't work again. Right. And to be able to get those benefits, you have to be approved by a doctor, you have to be approved by the U.S. government, and you have to go through this huge process that a lot of times people are denied immediately and then have to appeal and try to get them. And that's really the crux of where things happen, is that within hiring an attorney to help you get these benefits, Eric had figured out a way and really had worked this system where he was basically getting a rubber stamp. So anybody who needed, who went to him to get benefits would get approved in a matter of weeks or a couple of months rather than the year and a half to 2 years it would take for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get paid for each client and the amount of money that they get.
How did he get caught?
Oh, well, he pretty much owned every single billboard in town, or he put himself up on every single billboard. We talk about all the wacky TV commercials that he put out there. But you got to remember, this is coal country, right? There's a lot of people who just don't know attorneys, and a lot of people who are getting injured young working in the mines. And so there were, in this region of the country, there were more people getting disability than anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of those incredibly charming, charismatic attorneys. And when people saw, like, hey, this attorney could get your benefits faster than anyone else, they just went to him. And they went to him blindly. And you know, they, you know, he had this, like, larger-than-life persona, right? He drove a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, in this small town where you just didn't see a lot of money. And it's one of those unbelievable stories. It has, you know, government whistleblowers. It has Wall Street Journal reporters. It has, you know, people who are fearing for their lives, voodoo dolls, porn stars, brothels in Thailand. And it's, you know, it's a funny story on one hand, but on the other, it's equally tragic.
You're right about those commercials. Yeah, there's two ways to look about those commercials. You either look at somebody who's pulling up in a Rolls Royce in a, you know, $3,000 suit and saying, I want to go with that guy because he's successful. Or then there's the individuals who say, you know what, I don't know if I want to be with this guy because he looks like he's too flamboyant. So there's two sides to that coin. And I know that actually sometimes the first one works very, very well. Now, where is he now? Is he on the run? Did he have to pay back any of this money?
You know, Eric had done this for over 10 years, and then, of course, you know, federal agents, it gets to the point where he's being investigated by multiple federal agencies. There's a Senate hearing. I mean, there is just so much smoke around him that there is a point where, of course, he gets busted, but in true Hollywood fashion, he goes on the run and has one of the most insane stories about going on the run. And that's a beautiful part of this whole thing for us, is when we made McMillions, we talked to everybody except for the mastermind. And with this, Eric, we have his full internal thoughts with this book, basically, that he wrote about his own life, and even him talking to us from wherever he is.
Well, I can't wait to see this. I got to be honest, guys. This it just really intrigued me. When this came over to my desk, I'm kind of fascinated by these kind of people. I mentioned Bernie Madoff earlier. Certainly don't condone by no means what they have done, but it's amazing to me how they do it and the guts that it takes to do it, because, boy, you know, you're really getting into people's private lives, pockets, and defrauding taxpayers. It's just, I don't know what their mindset is. If they put their efforts into a legitimate business, they'd probably make a ton of money, because they do well as a crook, which sometimes is harder to do than it is doing it the right way. It's called The Big Con. It's a new Apple TV Plus original true crime documentary. It's going to be premiering tomorrow. There's four episodes. They're all going to be premiering tomorrow, and along with a companion podcast that goes even deeper into the almost unbelievable story of the gentleman by the name of Eric Kahn. And he, of course, was an attorney in this small little town in eastern Kentucky. Brian, James, thank you for joining us. I wish you much luck with this. And when you have other projects coming up, let me know. I'm just intrigued with this kind of stuff, and I know that this is going to be something that a lot of people are going to tune into.
Oh, thanks so much. Really appreciate you having us.
I appreciate you being here.
Thank
you so much. Brian Lazarte and James Lee Hernandez, the directors of The Big Con. As I mentioned before, it's on Apple TV Plus. It's going to be premiering tomorrow, all four episodes. It's really going to be a very intriguing show. Can't believe what this guy did. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Listening to Ron Segi today, all across the United States and around the world. And we are going to be talking to a young lady who is really a travel enthusiast. She's probably been around the world several times. Joining us right now is Tamika Cherry. Hi, Tamika. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me. So excited to be here.
I love that name, Tamika. I've never heard that before. That's a beautiful name. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I think the origin may be Japanese. I'm not sure, but it's something my mom thought was a great name, and here we are.
See, what you should do is you should have this big elongated description that's very exotic of how you got it. Nobody can trace it. It's unique.
You know what? I got to do that. I'll do that.
Do
that.
I'll have
that ready for the next
time. Have your people call my people and I will help you with it. Here's a statistic that is very frightening, okay? The debilitating disease of migraine headaches
affect almost 40 million Americans. That's a big, big number. And there was a survey that was conducted called the Condé Nast Traveler, and the response of more than 500 respondents really was interesting. Could you run down some of the results of that? Because it's shocking how many people have migraines and how it's triggered.
Yeah, it really is. Condé Nast Traveler survey of 500 people who have migraines. And in that survey, they found that more than one-third of people say that traveling is a trigger for their migraines. With travel season upon us, it's one of those things where, wow, that's pretty bad. One of those things that you're looking forward to the most, getting out and traveling, it can bring migraine to those of us who suffer with migraines. Most of the people in that survey also said migraine impacts their travel behavior. So the way they're able to enjoy themselves while they're out traveling, migraine has a significant impact on that. And then almost all of the respondents who were a part of that survey said having the thought of a migraine attack while travel is so stressful. So here we are with, again, one of those times where it should be the most fun time in your life, you are thinking about migraine and how stressful it can be. And so it adds to the migraine and makes it a trigger, which can throw people off and make it almost impossible for people to have a good time when they're traveling.
And the problem is that, from what I understand, this trigger includes stress, sound, weather, change of environment, and of course you mentioned travel before, and if you're traveling, basically that is a very stressful situation, especially if you're traveling by air, because it seems to be just a trigger for a lot of anxiety. Is it curable?
I don't think so. Now, I'm not the doctor here. I don't think it's curable, but I know that for me, I use Nurtec ODT, which is an FDA-approved medication that basically treats and prevents migraine attacks in adults. So it's basically a small tablet that you pop in your mouth and it dissolves, and you can take it with water or without water. And what I like about Nurtec ODT is that it can treat a migraine. So if I'm somewhere and I get a migraine, I can take my Nurtec ODT and it can stop my migraine.
Wow.
Or if I know I'm traveling and I want to, let's say I'm going to, I'm in Italy and I want to enjoy pizza and a glass of wine, which both trigger my migraine, I can take Nurtec ODT prior to going and having that dinner, and it can stop those triggers from, giving me migraine. So I love that. I don't think there's a cure for migraine, but Nurtec ODT has helped me be able to live my life and not worry so much about migraine.
Yeah.
And I have to share that with Nurtec ODT, I did experience some nausea. It's a side effect along with stomach pain and indigestion, but it's just been so good to help me while I'm on vacation or, just doing the regular day-to-day activity so that when a migraine comes, I can basically stop it in its tracks.
Talking about vacations and travel, somebody told me a little secret that you have three really fine tips for planning your travel. And I've got some traveling I got to do here in the next 60 to 90 days. So give me the three tips, because I need every tip I can get, believe me.
So I like that you've got 60 to 90 days, because for me, helping make travel less stressful, I love to plan in advance, and I'll do it anywhere from 6 months to a year out. So I just say plan in advance, and a lot of times when you plan in advance, you have opportunity to get hotels at a cheaper rate. Once you've gotten that hotel and locked it in, get that flight. And for me, what is just absolutely crucial to enjoy my vacation is that I make an itinerary of what I'm going to do, what I'm doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, however long I'm staying. I have an itinerary that basically keeps me on track so that while I'm on my vacation, I'm enjoying it and not planning, what I'm going to do tomorrow. It's already planned, and I'm able to be in the moment and enjoy myself while I'm on my vacation, not thinking about what I have to do tomorrow or the next day or the next day. And lastly, people always talk about packing. For me, as an influencer, I, of course, want to have great looks when I'm traveling, and I have to be very careful with how I pack. And I say, once I get my itinerary, I just say, when you're packing, pack for what you have planned. If you've got something planned, whether it's relaxing at the beach all day or hiking or whatever it is you have planned, pack for that. And I think it makes the trip so much more fun and less stressful.
I also think dressing tensing up. Don't you think so? I mean, a lot of people I see get on planes look like they're going to go out to the North 40 and fix a fence. I think getting dressed up does a lot for your mental satisfaction. I mean, maybe I'm just strange, but I'm from old school. You know, I want to look like I'm going to run into somebody I know.
And that's my mindset when I travel. You never know who you're going to meet, especially in an airport. You just, so many people travel through airports, and you just never know who you're going to meet. So I always make sure that I am, you know, I'm getting dressed. Even though I'm going to be on an airplane for hours, I still make sure that I look my best. I just think it's common sense to look your best when you're traveling. You never know who you may run into.
I look at pictures of airplanes ads from, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, and everybody's all dressed up, and they look really nice, and they're having a great time. And then I always sit next to a guy with flip-flops on and a shirt that looks like he plays for the Boston Celtics. I just don't want to be next to somebody like that. You talk about getting a migraine, that'll give you a migraine right there.
Yeah. I want to be comfortable.
Sure.
I do want to be comfortable, and you can be comfortable and look very nice as well. And so that's what I do when I'm traveling. I want to look put together in the most comfortable way I can.
Tamika, give us some of the sites that we can go to learn more about this. I know you have a website, an Instagram, a travel page, a blog.
Yeah. For those migraine sufferers, I'd love to share their website. It's nurtec.com. And my website is cherrypickedstyle.com. And my Instagram is @cherrypickstyle.
Tamika, you've been a great guest and shed a lot of light on trying to get the most out of travel, most out of feeling good when you suffer from migraines. I hope that you don't have a summer that's filled with a lot of them. I'm pretty positive that you're on top of the case, and now we need to do is get the other 40 million people to get involved and figure out how to control this thing, because I've worked with people that have migraines, and it's, as I mentioned before, debilitating. They don't come to work. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, I'm so glad we're able to share this. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, and we look forward to you coming back.
Absolutely.
Popular influencer and travel enthusiast, Tamika Cherry. And you're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. Want to thank you for joining us on the show. I also want to thank all of our guests, and they include Christine Negroni from Crash Detectives, a new book she has, Valerie Joy Wilson, Neil Giraldo, newest member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, producer for television Kurt Smeaton, Brian Lazarte, and Lee Hernandez with a new show called The Big Con, Summer Fun Travel with Tomika Cherry, and our tribute to the Urban Cowboy, my dear friend Mickey Gilley. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week, and we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.